This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. You know, class, I absolutely despise it when people lie. And the authorities are saying that the radioactive leak in Minnesota is contained. Let me submit to you this. During World War II, the United States was on a massive plan to build the bomb, the atomic weapon. And they worked with radioactive substances, and they had some wastewater. And the wastewater was stored in barrels, and they leaked. And this was in the 1940s. This was before the end of World War II in 1945. And this was at the Hanford plant in Washington, state of Washington. So these radioactive barrels leaked, and the radioactive water landed on the ground. And then, of course, the little bugs, insects, consumed that water and pooped. And these insects would travel a few feet, maybe a few yards away, and the circle of radioactive materials traveled outward, 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 because the bugs drank the water and traveled away from the water before they died. And then small animals ate the bugs, like birds, and they flew around, and they pooped. And the ever-increasing circle of radioactive waste continued. The circle got bigger and bigger, and it hit the Columbia River. And then the downstream people get the benefit of the nuclear waste from the leaking barrels from the Hanford Reservation. So when they say in Minnesota that this leak is contained, that's nonsense. It's in the groundwater. It's in the groundwater, and it's on the surface, and it's going to continue to spread, and it's going to go downhill. There's no question about it. This is physics. This is real simple stuff. And yet, the mainstream is telling you that it's okay. They've got 20% of it already recovered. What'd they do with it? Where'd they put it? Is it like Japan, where they have the radioactive waste in containers and they keep building more and they ran out of real estate, so they're going to dump all the waste that they've stored for over 10 years into the Pacific? Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. I don't know how they can say everything's safe without doing further analysis. We've been discovering concerns about nuclear contamination for a while. I don't know if you remember Karen Silkwood.
Yeah, and, sure.
Yeah, she worked at a nuclear plant, turned out to be in Oklahoma, and she decided she wanted to report on the concerns of people being contaminated at the plant. And to try and silence her, they actually contaminated her so she would be detected. You know, you get tested at the plant, so they figured that would scare her. But I guess it didn't scare her. It just made her more determined to go to the press. So she was on her way to meet with a New York Times journalist when her car was run off the road and she was forced into an accident which killed her. And hard to believe, Vince, it was in 1974. So that was, that was almost 50 years ago. Time flies, but a long time ago. But, she was murdered to try and be quiet. Of course, it just made things come out even more when something like that. That's usually what happens. So I don't have all the details on the 400,000 gallons, and if that's what it is, you know, I don't know much about it, but I would be skeptical on anyone saying everything's safe immediately, because how do you know?
Right. Right, and then, you know, where's the federal government involved? Where are they? Where are the inspectors? How, Bert, is it possible to leak 400,000 gallons without somebody saying, hey, I don't think that puddle's supposed to be there? We're talking about, let's see, 10 large swimming pools? Easily? 10, 20 by 40 swimming pools full of water? And nobody noticed? How's that possible? It goes back to, there's a guy on the radio, I've heard him. He says something about lowering the bars of standards and expectations, and no one's doing their job. That's what he says. He says this on the radio all the time. Like, every week he says this.
And how is it happened in November, and we're just finding out about it now?
Yeah. Well, it's a cover-up. It's a cover-up. And everybody involved should be fired and prosecuted for the breach of the public trust. We have buffoons at the highest levels. We have big men with little tiny brains. That's what we have. We have it in Washington, D.C. We have it at the state capitals of 50 states. We have it everywhere. People just are not paying attention. Bert, let me ask you this. You're on the board of directors of at least one corporation that I know of, at least one, and I'm not going to mention the name. What are the qualifications, the generally accepted qualifications, to be a member of the board of directors of a corporation? I'm talking about any corporation. Are there any other than a pulse?
Well, you know, it legally there isn't many, but you know, from the corporation standpoint, obviously you have to have an understanding of the business. If it's technology, understanding of the technology, then I can see where in a lot of cases you also want to have people on the board that represent, you know, if it's a company serving the people, you want to have people on the board that kind of represent the people who are being served and understand it, because otherwise it gets kind of abstract and you lose track of what you're doing and who you're working for. So I can get that. But your question reminds me of T.J. Rogers at Cypress Semiconductor, and his qualifications were very explicit for how to be on the board. He was in a startup semiconductor manufacturer in an extremely competitive environment, and he said, my only requirement to be on the board is that you understand the semiconductor industry, the business, and the technology. And that's really my only requirement. I don't care what's your religion, your ethnicity, your height, your anything. Just, you know, if you're a Martian and you understand the competitive environment that we're in and how our technology places in it, then we'll evaluate you for the board. And that came about because and I have nothing against nuns, but this nun who was from a convent that was very proactive in trying to get diversity on boards was openly complaining that Cyprus didn't have a diverse board of directors. Now, again, this is not a company that's, you know, a medical company serving the public or a newspaper or anything like that. This isn't a cutthroat technology field where it's dog-eat-dog of who can invent the next invention for making semiconductors cheaper, faster, better. And if you don't, you fall behind, you're out of business. That's just the way it is. And so he decided he was going to come out against her publishing papers saying how ridiculous her requirements to put a divorce board of directors in this very focused technology company. And I think he was gaining the vast public opinion on his side, because ultimately, I think this convent only owned one share. They said, "We've sold our share. Please stop writing to us." So I'm reminded of that. So, Vince, I'm giving you a long-winded answer, but it varies, and it really depends what's the mission of the company. So, if it's something like a technology company, then especially if you're a startup and your survival depends on doing something better and cheaper and faster than the next company you're competing with, then you need people that understand that on the board. If it's a medical company, a company serving the public, then I can see the advantage of having diversity on the board, because you're serving the public and you need people to understand that. So does that make sense? So
yeah,
I think
what's ironic about this whole thing, this nun who wanted, was pro-diversity. Nuns are among the least diverse group of people on the planet. They all wear the same costumes, okay? They all dress the same way. They are women only. They are Catholic only. And they are opposed to divorce. So in terms of they want more diversity, they are among the least diverse group on the planet.
Anything else going on this week? I almost wasn't going to come in and do the show, since it seemed like nothing going on around the country this week. No news.
You know, Bert, it's kind of interesting you say that. You've been to the farmhouse. We've known each other for 50 years, and back in the 70s, and starting back in the 70s. And our son said, I have a proposal. All in favor? And that we do something new. And Mrs. Finelli said, this was just at the in the kitchen and a couple days ago, and she said, I'm in favor of it. He said, I'm in favor of it. So two against three, and I'm thinking, what are we talking about? So they adopted this new rule, and then they said, okay, so here's something new. All in favor say aye. That we don't talk anything that you say negative, you have to say two things positive. So they adopted this, and I'm scratching my head thinking, how are we going to do this? So it was the most quiet dinner we ever had. There's nothing to say because everything is broken. The good news is Joe allowed the sunlight to come out. That was a good news topic, and we generated a record, over 53 kilowatts of electricity from our solar panels.
And I was going to say, as you were speaking, I literally have the planetary K index up on my screen, and it was peeking out into the, I don't know if you want to call it danger zone or whatever, big, huge yellow bars yesterday.
Well, and the day before. And so when he's not spraying the skies, the next day we get occluded skies. But when the skies are nice and blue, 1950s, 1960s blue, record amounts of electricity, record amounts. Enough maybe for a half an hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us in Silicon Valley, California. Bert, Silicon Valley Bank. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so Silicon Valley Bank is gone. Vince, it's in my opinion, I agree with a view from an article written by Professor Jeremy Siegel at from the Wharton School that ultimately they were a victim of the Federal Reserve increasing interest rates so fast, so furiously, so fast. And, you know, they didn't really do anything terribly wrong. They got a huge amount of money. They invested it in what you would think would be safe treasury securities. But, Vince, for class, if you own a bond or a T-bill or any type of fixed instrument security and it has a certain interest rate, if that interest rate goes up, the principal on the bond goes down. So basically, the net value, the value you can resell it for of a bond, goes down when an interest rate goes up. You get less for it. It's worth less. And the best example is exactly what happened with Silicon Bank. They thought they were so smart. They took in all this billions of dollars over the past couple of years, and they, of course, gave zero interest to the depositors, you know, 0.25 or there are accounts like that, and they thought they were so smart collecting 2 or 3% on, you would think, safe government securities, except when the interest rates went up, those securities were worthless, and they could either mark those to market or do it gradually, but they were suffering losses. Then the other thing, they weren't so smart, Vince, because people eventually started realizing, well, I can take my money and go buy those bonds myself, and instead of getting 0%, I can get 4% myself, so or 5%. So people started pulling their money out. That forced the bank to have to start selling those securities to cover the withdrawals, and of course they were selling them at a loss. They had to report the loss when that got out, and they tried to raise money. Well, they were kind of silly. They announced, we're not able to raise money. Vince, I think if you're not able to raise money, you just keep it within your executive staff. So that created a run on the bank. Ultimately, they may have more assets than liabilities, but the bank is gone. And unfortunately, half of all the startups in Silicon Valley literally had accounts with Silicon Valley Bank. In many cases, in fact, in most cases, those accounts were their payroll accounts. So there is a real risk that thousands of companies were going to miss payroll this week. And so I think, you know, the FDIC had no choice but to step in, or it would have been just a complete disaster. And I can tell you, I have many people that were calling up, almost literally crying, that they were worried if they were going to have a job. So it was a disaster, Vince. But the problem is, you know, we've talked so often about how government can't do anything correctly. They created the mess by printing money out. Like, you know, we don't want to give drunken sailors a bad name, but they were passing out free money. They were telling people not to work, so there was a supply problem. Tons of money. You know what that means? That's inflation. And somehow they didn't think that was going to cause inflation, so they just said, oh, when it first occurred, that's transitory. Well, it wasn't transitory. It was building up for some time. And some people say it was actually building up from when they first started zero interest rates and quantitative easing from 2008. We can debate if that's when it really started, but it certainly got worse during COVID. So then the Federal Reserve decides, oh, we got to raise rates frantically, like instantly. So, Vince, if your problem is 2 or 3 years in the making, or arguably maybe even 10 or 12 years in the making, can you solve it by, you know, raising interest rates huge, huge amount in 1 year? Of course not. So if the problem took that long to occur, it's probably going to take that long to fix. So they created dislocations in the economy. They thought everything was going to be fine, but it wasn't. So we've had three banks fail, and you know, that's where we sit right now. So Fed meets next week.
You have a master's degree in business. Did you ever learn about quantitative easing when you were studying?
Well, we learned about what banana republics do. And
you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will allow the state prosecutors to charge fentanyl distributors with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, said it's time that we take a comprehensive approach to combat this, end quote. The Federal Aviation Administration is proposing longer cockpit voice recording times on aircraft.
The Federal Aviation Administration is looking into lengthening the recording time of the cockpit voice recorder. Following a series of near collisions on U.S. runways recently, the FAA said it was looking into requiring recorders to capture 25 hours of information. They currently only capture the most recent 2 hours of sound in the cockpit. The process itself can take a couple of years. I'm Skip Kelly.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, are there any agreements that customers enter into with banks in California, such as Silicon Valley Bank, that prevent them from extricating themselves, meaning the customers, from one of these collapses?
Well, sort of, Vince. I think the question is, first of all, there's agreements that force you to have your accounts with them. And so in many cases with Silicon Valley Bank, they were forced to maintain all their accounts with them because they want all your money. And then they had an interesting thing. And in a previous company, I don't want to say took advantage of it because maybe it's not a blessing, but they offer you a loan. So you get all this venture capital, and they go, well, how would you like a little more money, you know, just for extra protection? How about a few more $1 million, and we'll give you this loan, and we'll collateralize your assets, whether it's, you know, your patents or your office equipment or whatever, and we'll give you this loan, and you'll have even more money, which isn't probably a good idea, Vince, because most startups go out of business. They're either liquidated or they're sold to other companies, and you don't want those loans having to be dealt with. But nevertheless, that was part of their formula. And yes, Vince, you had to keep all your money there, and I don't want to reveal too many details, but there's other cases where not just Silicon Valley but some other banks force you to have force you that you can't even take out loans on, let's say you had unencumbered properties or other assets. You can't even go to another bank to get a mortgage or a loan without their permission. So I think that's going to all change. But they were, what they were asking for, I guess at the time, it was considered cool and almost required to have an account with Silicon Valley Bank. Obviously, that's going to change because the bank, if it survives, it'll either have a different name or it'll be broken up. So, Vince, for class, I want to quote from this article in Fortune magazine earlier this week from Jeremy Siegel and two other professors. I just want to quote from it. The Fed warns that rising wages in the service sector will worsen inflation, but anybody waiting for service in a restaurant or other venues can easily see. We need higher wages to induce more workers into these jobs so consumers can finally get service in the service sector. Blaming inflation on labor market tightness reflects an obsolete Felix curve mentality from Chairman Jay Powell. So he is literally, he explicitly admits that he's trying to slow the economy down, create a recession to end the inflation that he created along with the federal government spending. So it's just crazy. As I've said often, I think the economy would be better with just having a computer maintain the money supply with a very simple curve and not have human intervention, because they actually make things worse. They don't fix anything. They just, I mean, history shows the Federal Reserve constantly gets things wrong. They're always using obsolete data with obsolete thinking. And again, you know, trying to purposely put people out of work and hurt the economy, that's not the reason we have inflation. We have inflation from overspending, too much money that had circulated in the economy. And if anything, we want to encourage people to come back to work so we can have, you know, more workers and more productivity. And we want to fix supply chain problems. But cratering the economy to create a recession to hopefully slow down inflation that you created, it was just totally misguided. These guys, they don't talk out, you know, they just keep talking to themselves. The local Federal Reserve banks are supposed to talk to business people, but who knows? And the San Francisco Fed was supposedly supervising Silicon Valley Bank. And, you know, how did that all happen right under their nose? So it's a mess, Vince, but, you know, I think we can get out of it if we just set our priorities a little differently.
I think what you're saying is let the free market prevail, right?
Basically, yes, Vince. And the free market, you know, sometimes, you know, people do get hurt in the free market if you're not a productive company or, you know, you have an obsolete product. You know, you might have to wind down and that's just the way it is. But you don't want to subsidize parts of the economy that don't work. You certainly don't want to encourage people not to work and just flood the economy with free money. And Vince, for a class, you mentioned it before the break, quantitative easing. It literally is printing money. It's a cool term that makes it sound very technical. But Vince, in effect, what it really is just like a banana republic, printing money and throwing it into the economy. That's the effect of quantitative easing. What they do is they buy up the bonds that the Treasury sold to do deficit spending. So the federal government does, Congress and the president approve all this deficit spending, billions of dollars, really trillions of dollars. And then, of course, they issue treasury bills and bonds to pay for it, but the Federal Reserve just buys those bonds. So if you think through the way I described it, you're literally just going to the printing press, printing money, and spending it.
So, Bert, for those who would like to know what deficit spending is, it's spending currency that we don't have.
Yeah, well, that you went to the printing press and printed.
I don't have one of those. And if I did, wouldn't they call that counterfeiting?
Something like that, Vince. So that's the mess we're in now. And, of course, the Federal Reserve gets nothing right. So they create one mistake. Then it would sort of be like on your ranch, Vince. What if the government started feeding your cattle with endless food and they just said it's all free, Vince, all this corn and wheat and hay, and they fed your cows for years, and then they started getting sick. And that would happen, Vince, from overeating, wouldn't they? And they fill them with drugs and medicines,
yeah,
and stuff. So then they go, oh, man, maybe we sent too much food over to these cows. So they cut off the food completely, and then the cows start starving and dying. That's kind of how the Federal Reserve is working right now. They created all this free money, realized a little late, a lot late, that it was a mistake, and now they are trying to correct it by creating an even worse mistake by cratering the economy. And I don't know if it'll happen in our lifetime, but the Federal Reserve probably should be replaced by, really by nothing, but you could put a computer system in there and just try and control the money supply through a computer. A lot of people talked about the gold standard, going back to that. I don't know if we have enough gold to do that effectively, but, obviously what we have isn't working because, in a nutshell, Vince, the Fed caused this banking mess, really.
I don't understand why we have to increase the money supply anyway. I mean, maybe a little bit for people who put those Federal Reserve notes in their blue jeans and maybe one or two of them get shredded in the washing machine. Other than that, I don't quite understand why we have to keep increasing the currency supply, because it is absolutely inflationary. You add 1% more currency, you get easily 1% more inflation. Bert, I believe you mentioned two words, and that was dying and starving. You were talking about cows. Those two words tied together with something that you were telling me off the air this week about what's happening in California. People who are in the hills and they're trying to get down from these storms, the snow-covered roads, and they're being prevented from going to crossing roads to get to buy food to bring it back up the hill to their families. Is that true or is that not true?
No, that's true, Vince. Well, I mean, there's so many stories and they're all different. People starving to death, especially elderly people that were living in communities where, they just didn't think they were going to be snowed in. But in some cases, the people, some of the roads are somewhat clear if you have a good enough truck that can get through, but they can't. In one case, this man was interviewed and he said, I can't go out of my house to go get food for my wife and I because they're not going to let me back through the roadblocks because they're telling me it's not safe. I have to check into a hotel. Because I can't afford a hotel. I need to bring food back to my wife so she doesn't starve to death. So I'm stuck because I've heard other stories of people where they've kept them from coming back home. So, and there's horrible cases. There's one case of this couple were starving in their house. They had a gas leak. The local municipality sent a snowblow plow over to clear a path to their gas meter so they could turn off the gas meter, but they never completed plowing so they could get their car out. And one of them died. So, I mean, it's horrible what's going on, and it's not really being widely reported for whatever reason, and I don't even think we know the extent of how many people have died. I've heard, you know, 25, 50, 200. We don't know because some of these homes haven't been gotten to yet, so we don't know. I mean, how long could you live, Vince, if you were if your ranch got cut off from any other, you know, I mean, you're not in that big a snow zone, but let's say you got cut off and you had no electricity other than your solar, and a lot of these people don't have solar. And by the way, solar isn't going to work under 3 feet of snow. So how long could you survive? I mean, you can eat the snow for water, right? But you're going to run out of food and you have no heat. So it's a horrible situation. It's just for whatever reason not getting reported, but I think we'll know the full extent of how many people have been impacted in probably the next week or two.
Yeah. Class, we advocate here at USA Prepares that you consider getting long-term storage food. Now, I'm not talking about this expensive stuff. What I'm talking about is cans of food that last years and years. I'm talking about green beans. I'm talking about corn. And, yeah, I know about GMO. I really do. But it's better than starvation. So, corn, cans, pasta, noodles, spaghetti sauce in jars, glass jars. And you can even get cans of spaghetti sauce. Spaghetti sauce does not last. Tomato products don't last as long in cans. But I'm suggesting that you get plenty of food to ride out these storms. And if these people had these and had a manual can opener, they could open their can of corn and say, well, honey, we're going to have a can of corn for breakfast. It's going to be cold, but we got it. And for lunch, we'll have the big meal. We'll have baked beans in a can. And then for dinner, we'll kind of have fewer calories, and we'll have some green beans. And then tomorrow you get to pick which can we're going to open first, second, and third. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert's with us. Bert, I got an email from Sam's Club. And it says, Dear Vincent, thank you for being a Sam's Club member. How is Sam's Club doing? We'd love to hear your feedback. How likely are you to recommend Sam's Club to a friend or a family member? And then it's 0 to 10. 0 being not likely, not at all likely. 10 being extremely likely. And I didn't rate them all that well. And then, thank you in advance. Your responses help us ensure that you have the best possible experiences as a Sam's Club member. And it's signed Catherine McLay, President and CEO of Sam's Club. My response, and it said, after your responses, which my responses were not all that great in terms of how highly I ranked them. And then there was a section where I could delineate why I said what I said. So here's what I said. Catherine McLay, I am a Sam's Club member for over 30 years. Sam's used to be great, declining steadily over the years. I used to buy all of our appliances at Sam's, and now you don't have any in stock nor on display for sale. Out-of-stock conditions are more and more common for the items that I buy from Sam's. Sam's raised membership charges for Plus members. Sam's prices are similar to Walmart's for the same items. And the number one reason is no one seems to know how to pack an item for shipping. And as a result, some of our purchases arrive damaged. So now that I've taken the time to tell you specifically why Sam's is declining, I'll bet that no one contacts me to discuss this. Vincent Finelli. You know what? I got an email back saying we are the equivalent of we're doing a really good job. And yeah, so here's a $5 credit for those regular memberships and $10 credit for those of you who are Plus members. So Sam's wants to know what they're doing wrong. They don't have in stock what we buy. They don't have appliances. And they keep raising their prices. And they're not competitive, not as competitive in pricing as they used to be. Bert, that's just one example of what's going wrong in the country. Any comments?
Yeah. No, I think you said it well. Vince, in the last minute or two, I want to mention a true story of a woman, Dolly Avenatti, who died in the snow, San Bernardino County. And by the way, San Bernardino County affected more so the southern counties because they didn't usually get as much snow, so when they got inundated, they weren't prepared for it. But Dolly Avenatti froze to death in her house earlier this month. A neighbor broke down the door, found her lying in the living room. she had been surviving, apparently, by just, you know, ordering food, and people would deliver it. Of course, she couldn't deliver in the snow. But here's the thing for class. Her phone was apparently working, but the phone she used were phones that plugged in with wall warts for power. So she didn't have a phone, or else she didn't know where it was, that you could just plug into your phone jack directly and onto the phone line to call for help. So for class, you know, you probably want to have at least one phone in your house, and this is assuming you have traditional phone line. If you have voice over internet, it might be a different story. We'll get into that on another class. But if you have a traditional phone line or a voice over doc, you know, voice the phone line from the cable company works very similarly, you want to have at least one telephone that you can just plug directly into the phone jack, because it's very likely that that phone is operating. There's voltage on the phone line. So even if your power goes off, your phone can still work and you can call for help. And, of course, you know, cellular phones are not always working when there's a storm because the cell sites go out. And so in this poor lady's case, she had no way to call for help. And finally, a neighbor broke down the door and found her lying in on her living room sofa, frozen to death. So have at least one phone in your house that you can plug directly into the phone line without the need for electricity.
So Bert is saying, and I absolutely subscribe to this, and it's in the book, 5 Minute University, landline, landline, landline. Landlines are up 99.9997% of the time. And I mentioned that I bought a generator, a used generator, very inexpensively, $350 for this thing. It's 48 volts DC. And it is one of those generators that powers the telco, the central office, should the AC power from the grid go down. That's what this generator was used for. It powers the 48-volt battery bank. So what happens at your telephone company, the central office, that little brick building that you've got somewhere near your home or residence, those brick buildings have the switching equipment in them, and they're powered by the grid. But when the grid goes down, there's a battery backup that keeps them running. So your telephone company is prepared for a power outage if you have a landline. But if you have a phone that you have to charge or power with a wall transformer, wall wart as they call them, and the grid goes down, you don't have an ability to run your telephone, even if it's a landline. So we're talking about a plain old telephone that is not battery powered. That's one that has a cord. You're not going to be able to walk around with it, you know, all over the house. It will be corded with a cord. Very well said, Bert. And you could do what we do. We have uninterruptible power throughout the house. I built a system that provides like 20 minutes worth of electricity should the grid go down or should our solar system break. Bert, thank you so much. See you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.